you know, I right, pick out somebody who said beautiful. That didn't work.
It didn't impress you. What was it like to go shopping? I mean, like grocery shopping, or shopping for aspirin, or during time, right? Maybe right after you were married, when you were a young married woman, before Bill came along.
Oh.
What would it be like? Would you go down to a Lucky's or a Ralph's, or was it such a thing as chain stores, or was it a small market?
Well, no, we lived in Redondo Beach, so it was small. I don't remember that we had any difficulty. We just got what we wanted.
Did things come in cans? Or?
Oh, yeah. So, there wasn't any frozen stuff.
No frozen things.
And mostly we used fresh vegetables and things like that. But we didn't make our own bread or any of those.
All of that was to be purchased. And it was a butcher, or was it all in package?
Butcher. But you've got the cuts you want. Okay. You could choose what kind of restaurant. Your refrigeration was ice, so that you didn't to stock up for cheap.
And you had an ice box. Yeah. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
In your house.
Yeah. No, I don't remember that that was any difficulty. When I was in high school, I remember they used to. Man used to come and get the orders and deliver the groceries.
To your home.
Mm-hmm.
So your mother would make up a list?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He came every other day or something like that. San Diego was different. He almost went down to the store in San Diego and went into San Diego for something. No, I can't remember. There was no difficulty. There were no crowds. You didn't have to stay in line or that kind of discussion.
And the markets were small.
Small and very personal.
You knew who the market person was.
Yeah, they knew your wants, your delights, the kind of things that you like. I can remember that the fishman called my husband up one time and said, just caught a salmon. If you probably like it.
This is after you moved back to L.A.?
No, this is after you moved back to Redondo.
Oh, still at Redondo Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the food budget taking huge amounts of your money? Like,
no, I didn't worry much about money. Until, it wasn't until during the war that I saw my husband's state. Terribly concerned about that.
This was the First World War?
No.
This was the Second World War?
He was church crazy, and he was having so much difficulty, and Sylvia said one day, isn't there anything I could do to help you? And he said, yes, if you would just pay some bills, it would help a lot. Well, I think it's going to be able to do that. I had the money that I needed, I had. Somebody else could handle it, well, that was all substitute for me. So I was all upset. He went out of the house and came back in the room and said, here, the checkbook's balanced. This is set. I'll give you a list of the bills when they should be paid. Please take care of them. And I won't write a check.
So from then on, you were the treasurer of the family.
So then I did, and I was very glad that I had.
Because then when you were alone, you could really handle it.
Yeah. So after that time, I had to mind about that. So I sort of turned to, well, I don't know, you just don't see the name, but I'll say, you know how much money there is. If you spend it all on one day, there is for that much. I think the only time I touch it doesn't bother me, but I say once in a while, I wrote a check today. And he said, what did you do, buy more books?
Well, you always buy books.
Yeah. Something I thought would be good for girls.
Yeah, we were. Well, he was too, so.
So you were constantly reading books and buying books. That was your weakness, not the clothes.
And you know, clothes were not. My mother and my sister would get after me about the clothes now. And so I didn't have to worry too much. It's just kind of unusual. But whatever, it's just a very easy sort of thing as far as they were concerned. But if they were in, no big deal.
Do you remember when the first, when you had your first car? Was this in the early times?
Oh, first car.
Yeah.
Really bad. Can't remember what it was. First, it was not a new car.
Was it a big occasion to be all there in a car? Or were cars pretty much part of the lives of everybody at this time?
Well, no, probably we didn't really know we needed a car. Although the Hutchinson had never had a car.
He used his horse to come to work.
No, he didn't have a car.
Oh, Hutchinson. This is your father.
Yeah. No, the red cars were, you know, electric cars were, and we feel bad about putting off that. But then, we hadn't been married very long, I don't think, before we got that car. I can't remember where it was.
Was it in the early 20s then?
Yeah.
Sometimes?
Mm-hmm. Then I remember that we had difficulty with it on the road one day, for all this time. And we got stuck. I don't know how we got home that night. I have no idea how we got home. But we had Mother Hutchinson with us. And we are on all this trail and all the blankets and all this stuff that we had to wear. The field is asleep. And that darn car walked down on us. And somehow we got home because we're here. But anyway. He left the car on the road, called to pick up an expensive stuff too with it. Go get it. Well, then we got a new Ford.
Was that a big occasion?
That was a big occasion, yeah.
Is that unusual? I mean, for people to have cars that did most every family? Purchasing a car, a new one, would be like purchasing a new one today. It was
quite a gift. And I had no say in it at all. It was a surprise to me.
John just met the car.
We bought the car and I was down home and came down there.
How did you express yourself?
Speechless, I guess. But it was fun.
And you used it for
it. Oh, you need to go on that. I don't remember when we got the new car.
You take it to work and you go to trips on it.
Did you drive it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I did drive that a little, yeah.
Did you just learn from him?
Yeah.
And you taught him how to drive.
You know, I was just a kind of a fun guy. We had other things. We'd go back and forth to San Diego and all.
What color was it?
Black.
It was a black.
Black.
Black Ford.
Yeah, black Ford.
Fire. Mm-hmm. Was it hard to get gasoline? There were gasoline stations all over the place. Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't all over the place, but they. The place going to San Diego, we would always get down to Oceanside. We'd go to Torrey Pines. Car, you know. One night we didn't stop, get gas, so we backed over to Torrey Pines. That didn't make such a good trip in my family.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else could I learn about that time that would be...
I think one of the really interesting things that we did, starting to stitch, put the fit in the right place, is when I was doing PTA, was when we had the parent education. Did I tell you about parent education?
You started to, maybe you should appreciate that. The years, again, would be about...
Well, they'd be in the early 30s. And this was really, instead of child psychology, we called it parent education.
Was this for the sex education?
Yeah.
Well, no.
That wasn't particularly part of it. Sex education came along with my mother.
Oh, that was your mother. Mother.
Yeah. But, no. It was really just managing your child, your children, and so on. And, but there were those successful classes.
And this was through the PTA?
Through the PTA.
Tell me how to get parent training, would work. Would you, people volunteer to be part of it, or?
Oh, yeah, well, you said the teacher would be here such and such a time, in the class 4 hours. And they held out.
What's would it be mostly the mothers or brothers and fathers who came?
No, mostly mothers.
And
we were all was in the morning. My mothers were home and the fathers were
working.
No.
What would a class like that be consisting of? What would it be? Would you read books on child development?
Books and lectures. Mostly lectures.
Mm-hmm. About how to be a good parent?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Examples.
How did you like parenting?
Oh, I loved it. Well, I think every year after junior high, junior high, I could have skipped that age. But, every year it was interesting.
How did the role of parenting differ between you and John, your husband?
Not so much. Not so much.
What would? How did you
relate? Were a little different than some couples, but. But there wasn't so much difference.
But in terms of discipline, you both disciplined,
yeah.
And you both...
There was never any of when your father gets home or any of that. And there was a good companionship. Between all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We did some things together. He and his father did things together. We did so many things together.
Parenting was a something both of you were excited about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And raising Bill was an exciting part of the whole
year.
And he was a special
I could take parent education classes, but his father knew more about it without going to parent education classes.
Father didn't want to do that.
Well, he didn't. He just couldn't. And
he really didn't.
Bad. And no, he couldn't.
He had to work during the time.
But he didn't need it as much either, I guess. And it was a real nice relationship. And then once came a long time, Scott's where his father formed his Scott's with him.
Did you ever want more children? Would you have wanted
to? Yes, I loved the little girl very much. Mm-hmm.
So that was a part of the plans, but didn't...
Well, it depends. It was only a part of my plan.
John wanted only Bill and...
Well, it would have been kind of a difficult time. So it's better to take care of the one you've got. He didn't care about my political. The doctor that had been... And evidence at that time wasn't handy, so I could maybe read his words. So. Mm. Wanted to be bothered about.
Well, Bill was.
Mm-hmm. That's all I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And then and it still is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was really a fun time. fry large for 5 times sometimes, and some illnesses.
And do you remember back in your mind from 1930, is there anything that sticks out more than anything else that we haven't covered that you can think about?
It was a fun time, as far as I was concerned. We had lots of friends.
You were a young woman then, but
yeah. 20 and 30. Mm-hmm. We had always had lots of people around, lots of friends. We both grown up with the end of the story. And we were some of the same people. And then we just went, well, there's two or three of his friends that I still have. And not that good. Most of us are now, but three of his boys that he never met still, that are still around and out here from all of them. So we're able to keep in touch with that.
I think what I'm going to do, though, is we have one more interview, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some reading about that time, some more reading between 10 and 30 in the LA area, if I can get my hands on it. And then pursue with you on Friday some specific things related to that time period in this area. And
I can remember that Theodore Roosevelt came to town once when I was in school. Well, I don't know what year that is. All of that up to us for a year that would have been.
I want to get a flavor of what life is like, what's special for a woman at that time. Any kinds of things that would help me understand, especially how compared to women today, in terms of home conveniences, work opportunities, child raising, relationships with husbands, relationships with family, picture of all the dimensions that are part of my life, and kind of compare it to that period.
Well, the work opportunities, of course, are entirely different. We didn't bet the men are into it.
Women were not really encouraged to move out.
No,
we never really thought about it. If you were going to marry, you married. If you were going to be single, you were single in career.
Yeah, and there weren't too many real, I don't think anybody was kept from it.
The combination of marriage and motherhood plus career were not
very important part of it. It was more social. We were doing more social things, and I thought this is probably why the women's clubs were they still go on.
They were very important,
but they were probably more important.
They were the one source where you could do something different from the family.
Yeah,
you could go to the women's club.
Sure.
Were you a part of the club other than the Y, or was that a part of the club?
No.
Were the wives part of the club?
No.
The Y was something different than the club.
Very different.
Did the clubs grow out of the churches? Or did they spring up by the
The Wednesday morning kind of thing. But that is grew out of one of the ministry's wives. But I don't think the others did.
Were you part of the club at all?
Yeah, as a young married person. And one of them got a baby.
Tell me something about what a
club. But I wasn't I was like duty as a young maid.
This is when you were a young maid, and you
did
talk about that. And you did not like being a maid.
I had like that song. You were, and you lived there, and so you assumed a certain amount of responsibility. I can't remember that I spent very many times.
That was one of the functions of the club.
Kind of like that. Oh, not exactly like your sister. They put on that on.
Like what?
Your sister's name.
Huh.
They're just very young. Matrons.
was put on.
You have to give certain amount of time to social service.
Yeah.
We didn't do that, but it was on that order.
Did your involvement in, what was the reason you didn't like the club? Was it because you only talked to him at that time, or did the neighbors at that
time? So I wasn't particularly interested, it just hurt him.
And this was only women in the club?
Yeah. But that wasn't put on a dance or something like that, and then I had to put on it. But no, it was just
women.
And I wasn't there
particularly
interested. Interesting. And still, I was in the YMCA, but that was later.
No, I really wasn't. You liked it because you were with the family or with the husband?
And I always worked better with men than I did with women. I worked with the Chamber of Commerce and those type of things.
Was the Chamber of Commerce and the doctor?
No, this was not.
This was later?
No, not the Chamber of Commerce. What was the Chamber of Commerce? One of the associations for the law.
This was later on.
But the girls were the kind of things in 48,000 and that kind of thing.
Okay, Charles.
Okay.